Welcome to Daily Basic. Here you'll find a daily spiritual reflection. It will accompany you through your day, whatever it may bring. Today I'd like to clarify something. The fact is, words decide everything. A single word can open up a world or destroy it. We believe that God created the world through the word. It is not said of him that he toiled or labored. He simply spoke a word and it came into being. Translations consist of words. The words I am now reading are found in Paul's letter from the port city of Ephesus, one situated on the west coast of modern-day Turkey. They go like this. God predestined us to be his children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace. Okay, everyone gets it. Just kidding. You can't grasp it straight away. It's far, very far away. So let's sort this out. What I've just read out is a single sentence in Greek, one of the longest and often described as Baroque passages of early Christian Greek. To make this passage understandable, it's necessary to break it down into shorter sentences. What I read out was just an excerpt from this long, convoluted sentence. And then there's the word predestined or chosen. That causes problems for many people. They ask themselves, what must I do to be among the chosen ones? It really troubles some people. But there is another translation that clarifies this issue. Instead of chosen, it should be translated as made his own. Why is that better? Chosen always has a moral undertone or conveys an elitist mindset. But that is not what is meant here. Furthermore, instead of in Christ, it is better to translate it as together with Christ, because this is not primarily a local but a social statement. The fact that creatures have been here from the very beginning, that is made and willed by God, is nothing new. This earth was God's first choice. I just wanted to clarify that. What remains? Even for me, someone who has been reading the Bible since my youth and has studied it day after day, certain passages are still too profound. I have to make an effort to understand them to some extent. And honestly, I don't have to understand everything, but I don't want to take the easy way out and just read what suits me. That's not how it works. Every text has a key. An alternative translation brings you closer to the depth of the text. Today, every creature is God's property. With Christ, it's not about morality, but about living together in community. It was worth the effort today. That's all for today. See you tomorrow and stay safe.